Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price. Good morning, it's 10 o'clock, cloudy and 61 degrees in Wichita. The high today will climb to the lower 70s. Your Storm Team 12 forecast is ahead. One person is dead after a crash between a motorcycle and a vehicle in South Wichita. It happened a little after 7 Friday night near West 42nd Street South in Seneca. The investigation into what led up to the crash kept 42nd Street blocked off for several hours. If you have information about the crash, you're asked to call the WPD Traffic Unit at 316-350-3687. This is the 8th motorcycle fatality in Wichita in 2025, matching the city's yearly average. Two people were injured when a vehicle drove into the front of a Wichita clinic. It happened just after 10 Friday morning at the Hanger Clinic near Central and Hillside. Police say a 71-year-old woman attempting to park accidentally accelerated instead. A 29-year-old woman inside the clinic was struck. Both women were transported to an area hospital in serious condition for treatment. A bipartisan bill in Pennsylvania is looking to relax what the state considers child neglect. Fox's Chanley Painter has the details.
Advocates say that this bill would protect parents from child neglect charges by limiting the definition of neglect. So the bill would, quote, establish common sense protections that provide families across the state the option to let their children engage in normal behavior, such as traveling to and from school, including walking, running, and bicycling, engaging in outdoor play, and being home alone for a reasonable amount of time. The first such law was actually passed in Utah in 2018, and since then, 10 other states have followed suit, including Texas, Oklahoma, Colorado, among others.
The bill comes after a mother was reportedly put on a child abuse registry for letting a 13-year-old babysit.
Mostly cloudy skies with a few passing showers and rumbles of thunder through the afternoon. Southwest wind shifting to the northwest, 10 to 25, gusts up around 30 to 35 through the late day with a high near 72. Tonight, clear, low down to 43. Sunday, sunshine with nice conditions, more fall-like, high of 68. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Dean Jones.
Right now, a northeast wind at 3, cloudy and 61. With a news update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Rodney Price.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.